story, you know. Anyway, well, we have a list of songs that actually came out to Gandhi's attention on International Week of Happiness at Work Week last week. We need it this week more than ever. Explain to Amy and everyone listening what this list of songs is all about.
All right, so according to neuroscience, there is actually a formula that can make a song make you happy. And that includes songs in major keys. That's perceived as happier. A sweet spot is about 137 beats per minute. A repetitive rhythm or guitar riff that makes it memorable or catchy. And of course, positive lyrics that inspire a sense of well-being. People love that. And if there's a little bit of a surprise or some type of unpredictability within that song, these are the things that make songs happy to you and make you happy and can boost your mood. So keep that in mind, I guess.
Well, it's science. This is science based. I'm sure, you know, songs about, you know, questioning who let those dogs out. Those are happy songs, you know.
All right,
well, here we go. We do have a nice little prize to give you here, according to Straight Nate.
Yeah.
Why do you have that look on your face? Don't we have nice prizes?
I'll figure it out.
Oh, we'll figure it out. All right. Here we go. Oh. Happiness songs. What?
For this one, you just have to get the name of the song.
Oh. Name of the song is all you need to do.
Okay, that's not that bad.
That's good. All right,
I'm looking at the list. All right, okay. The first song, the first happy song is so easy. What is this song? While chasing
the clouds away. Remember.
What is it?
Do you remember?
And, okay, but keep going. Do you remember what? Just say it.
You know the name of the song.
Do you remember the September?
September, yes! Yeah! September. Okay, there you go. All right, she did say it. I took some coercion, but okay, here we go.
It's a song.
That's a very happy song. I see why science would say, here's number one. All right, here's happy song number two. Sending out the message. What is that?
Pink, I'm coming out.
Oh my goodness. You're so close.
I'm coming. Okay. I'm coming up.
Oh. Man. That was Get the Party Started by Pink.
Oh, man. I got the artist, though.
Well, actually, you got the artist. You got the lyric as well, but that's not the name of the song. This song about happiness is not making me happy. This contest, anyway. This contest is making me sad. Here we go. You'll get this one.
So hopefully happy I'm not song, making you sad.
Happy, no, you're doing great. You'll get this one. Happy song number three.
Okay. Young man, there's no need to feel
down. I said young man. All right, what is that from?
YMCA.
You got it. Woo! Oh, yeah. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's a happy song.
All right.
You guys, so far you have 2 out of 3. That's good. Okay, here is happy song number 4. Make you want to move. You're dancing with me.
I know the artist.
Okay, who's the artist? Just so we know you know the artist. Just,
Bob just Marley?
Yeah. He had a lot of music out.
Sun is Shining.
Yeah, Sun is Shining. Hey! You got it. You got it. Wow. Okay. Wow. Okay. If you got that, you can get this one. What is happy song number 5? Shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger,
defying the laws of gravity. It's Queen. Hold on. Can you play it again?
Yes. And you can Google all your star leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity.
Don't stop me now.
I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball. Don't stop me now. That is a great song. It's just so unrealistic.
Everyone started dancing, though.
I know. I love that. All right. Okay. So I'm losing count. You have several. Okay. Here. Oh, you'll get happy song number 6.
Dancing Queen.
Dancing Queen. That's right. You got it. All right. You're doing really well here, Amy. Seriously. Let's keep that rolling. Here is happy song number 7. My mother, when you better live your life right.
Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, and you just three more happy songs to go. Here's song number 8.
I see I'm too late. Got nothing in my brain.
Taylor Swift, Shake It Off.
Yeah, you got it.
I love Taylor. Shake it off.
Two more to go. Here is happy song number 9.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter.
Here comes the sun.
You got it. Woo! Absolutely. That's one of our favorites.
All right.
With the air horns.
Here comes the sun.
Excellent. One more to go.
Okay.
All right. They say that's a happy song.
It's Bon Jovi. Like, what is it? Yeah. Just hold on. We got... Hold on? No.
Keep singing.
No.
Yeah.
Keep singing. Don't get your finger off the buzzer,
Scary. It
doesn't
really matter. Well, we're halfway there.
Okay, halfway where? And what are we doing? What are we doing as we're halfway there? We're doing something. I'm not giving
we'll
up on
it,
you.
We'll make it, I swear. Living on a prayer.
Yeah!
Can we play that one, please?
No.
Oh, God.
Eventually, if you say every lyric, you'll get the name of the song.
You know what? Exactly. If you just keep on singing, and you did it. You did really
Listen,
well.
Listen, these contests are really hard sometimes, but sometimes I'm sitting in the car, I'm like, how do they not know it?
I know. You did really well. I think you got, what, 7 out of 10? Or 8 out of 10?
Nine out of 10.
I got 9 out of 10.
Damn.
Look at that. All right. Music, it makes
it's
us
gonna
happy.
It's going to be a 10 out of 10 day, though.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter
pretty,
if it's
that's pretty good.
The beats per minute or if it's a major chord or a minor chord or whatever. You found them all, almost. Good for you. What do we have for our friend Amy? She did really well. Don't screw her over, Nate.
Well, we've got the
best. I love you guys. I've been listening since I've been, like, 8 years old.
That's not going to help you.
I'm significantly older.
She's buttering the biscuit.
Yeah, the biscuit is as good as it's going
to
get.
She should get I just wanted to say that.
She should get something better because she did get 9 out of 10.
She did.
We'll send you 2 t-shirts then. How about that?
Wow.
Are we really that low?
We're that low. That's it. Prize closet.
Okay. Well, we're going to find other stuff, too. I swear. I'm going to make Scotty go shopping in the prize closet because you deserve it. Amy, thank you so much for listening to us.
Thank you so much. Love you guys.
Amy. Love you more. Hold on 1 second. All right. Out of all those songs, which happy song should we play?
Living on a Prayer.
No, pink. Party started.
Oh, look at the time. We're too late to play a song.
No song at all.
I don't know. Earth, Wind, and Fire makes sense to me because we're in the middle of that month. So there's
that. It's the end of that month. This is the last day we can play it, really.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, my God. October. Where's Billy Joe Armstrong? We got some sad songs from Green Day we could play. Scary, put September in there. Come on.
Okay.
Come on. Okay. That was a great list, Gandhi. Thank you
so much.
You're
so welcome.
Thank you to science for giving us those happy songs. Supposedly, the list of happy songs you're supposed to play on International Be Happy at Work Week. So, are you guys happy at work?
Yeah!
Okay, just making sure.
Do you remember when it was like September? Love was changing the mind of September while chasing the clouds away. Our hearts are ringing in the key that souls are singing as we dance in the night. Remember how the stars rule the night away.
I love this text. It says, who could be mad while listening to this song?
Yeah, seriously.
September, on the list of songs that make you happy. Did you notice that all those songs are older songs? There's got to be stuff we play now that's brand new that makes you happy.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
These were classic. I think they were considered classic songs that make you happy.
I'm on the pursuit of happiness. I love that. Kid Cudi.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Well, okay. There's one. I mean, I'm just trying to get to the, I guess my point is, we still make happy songs, don't
yeah.
we?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, just making sure.
I think so.
Okay.
What is considered current in, like, amount of years?
What we play every hour and a half on our show.
Gotcha.
Those are current.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? All right, well, let's just think it through. We don't have to come up with answers now, but I just want to make sure that we're still playing happy music.
Mm-hmm. I think we are.
Good. I think so.
Okay, let's get into the three things we have ready to roll from Gandhi. Also, we have $1,000 free money. Phone's up on the way in about 15, 20 minutes. Hang on. All right, Gandhi, it's all you. What's going on?
All right, the devastation is widespread and pretty brutal in the wake of Hurricane Helene. Experts are saying the reason this one has been so bad is because of climate change, that warmer ocean waters contribute to the formation of storms. With that warmer water comes stronger storms that develop and intensify more quickly. So we also have less time to prepare for them. At least 90 deaths have been reported in the southeast as a result of that storm, with 1,000 people, they're saying it's more than that, currently unaccounted for. North Carolina's governor says help is on the way to people impacted by that catastrophic flooding, and the state's National Guard will be airlifting supplies to counties in Western Carolina. People are desperate for help. As we always say, redcross.org if you can. Meta mogul Mark Zuckerberg just joined the ranks of the top of the 1%. Yes, I said the top of the 1%. Numbers from, yes, Bloomberg's Billionaire Index project that the growth of his personal wealth in 2024 is $201 billion, making him the fourth richest person on the planet.
I love how it's 201.
Yeah. Hey, that's an extra $1 billion.
Well, I mean, what's a billion among friends?
He is now in the $200 billion club with only three other members, and they are Elon Musk, of course, of Tesla, Jeff Bezos of Amazon, and Bernard Arnault.
Yeah, the French guy that owns all the big labels.
All the,
big
the luxury labels. Brands. Yeah.
Look at that. A bunch of rich white guys. There they go.
Who knew fashion would take you that high? Jeez. I am stunned by that one. And finally, the Earth is getting a temporary new companion. Researchers call it a mini moon. It'll be hanging around for about 2 months before it heads back out on its journey into the solar system. It's really an asteroid, roughly the size of, as we always say, measured weirdly, a city bus. It's a very dim object, pretty much ruling out the chances of spotting it with the naked eye. And those are your three things.
There you go. You know, I hate cilantro.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I follow on Instagram, we.hate.cilantro.
Oh, my God.
Today, they have a guide to herbs and what you do with them. Dill, you put in eggs and potatoes and soups. Parsley, you put in soups and stews. Mm-hmm. Basil, you put on pizza, on pasta, and pesto sauce. And cilantro, you put it in the toilet or the trash bin.
Absolutely not. How dare they?
Okay. I'm gonna post this in the kitchen down the hall.
I'm Scotty B.
And I'm Andy.
And we have a podcast called Cereal Killers. It's a podcast where we talk about breakfast cereals, and we'll try it before you buy it. Plus some fun facts about cereal you might not know.
From the nauseating cereals to the delicious ones, we taste them all, over 1,000 cereals and counting.
New episodes every Monday.
Listen to the iHeart Podcast Award-nominated Cereal Killers
on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crunch!
Elvis Duran in the morning.
100.7 FM.
Are you ready for it?
Taylor Swift.
It's me.
October 18th at Hard Rock Stadium.
It's you.
You can be there. Listen weekdays at 9, 1, 4, and 7. Caller 10 automatically gets an official Tortured Poets Department tee and surprise era vinyl. Win and you're automatically registered for the ultimate Taylor Swift Eras Tour fan ticket package.
Can't wait to see you guys. We're going to have some fun.
Premium tickets to her sold-out Miami show. Era vinyls, a personally signed poster, up to $500 in merch, plus more.
So it's going to be forever.
Winner announced Thursday, October 10th at 12:13. Thanks to Republic Records. Another exclusive from Miami's legendary.
Y100.
For a
a while that it was rough, but lately I've been doing better than the last four cold Decembers I recall. And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love. She'll come and stay the night, and I think I might have it all. And I thank God every day for the girl he sent my way. But I know the things he gives me, he can take away. And I hold you every night, and that's a feeling I wanna get used to. But there's no man as terrified as the man who stands to lose you. Oh, I hope I don't lose you. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God, don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God, don't take these beautiful things that I've got. I found my mind, I'm feeling sane. It's been a while, but I'm finding my faith. If everything's good and it's great, why do I sit and wait till it's gone? Oh, I tell you, I know I've got enough. I've got peace and I've got love. But I'm up at night thinking I just might lose it all. I want you, I need you, oh God, I need these beautiful things that I've got.
I want you for the dirty and clean. When you're waking in your dreams, make me bite my tongue and make me scream. See, I got everything that you need. Ain't nobody gonna do it like me. We are burning.
baby, bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye. I don't wanna be a fool for you. Just another player when you came for two. You may hate me, but it ain't no lie, baby, bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye. I don't really wanna make it tough. I just wanna tell you that I had enough. It might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie, baby, bye, bye, bye. Just hit me with the truth now. Girl, you're more than welcome to. So give me one good reason, baby, come on.
I don't know. You know, I open drawers and I open closets and I get a little anxious because I have so much stuff, right?
Oh, I know.
And, you know, I think all this stuff, you know, it did serve a purpose at one time. Now it doesn't. I really should find someone who needs it. I need to donate it. I need to make sure it goes to an organization that can make sure it gets into the hands of someone who needs it. Whatever it is, clothing or, you know, kitchen pots and pans. I don't know, whatever. So we're trying to figure out the rule of thumb. What's the rule you should always follow in figuring out if you want to keep something or get rid of it? Do you have one, Danielle?
No.
What about you?
Whatever
what about
it is, you, it's not working.
What about you, Gandhi?
Okay, I try to stick by if I have to wipe dust off of it,
that's good.
That it's not something I need anymore. Because I haven't touched it
dust,
in a while.
I don't know. Dust. We live in a dusty world. I don't know. Mm. What about you, Froggy?
If you haven't used it in 1 year, so one full calendar year, then you should probably get rid of it.
Mm. Okay. And then we've also heard people say, if it doesn't bring you joy. Okay, well.
Well.
So there's a new one. It's called, ready for this? The poop rule.
Mm. Okay.
Okay, hear me out.
Does that mean?
It's just a different take on, you know, the rules.
Okay.
When you're trying to figure out if you should keep something or get rid of it, ask yourself this question. If the object had poop on it, would I wash it off or throw it away?
Oh, jeez. That's good, though.
Yeah, that is actually good.
The poop rule. I sort of see some, I mean, if, it, you know, when you first get into it, you're like, okay, this is gross, but wow, okay.
There are definitely things I would just throw away. I'm thinking about it.
I feel like at this point, most things.
Wait, I have an idea. Okay, I have a question. I have a follow-up.
Okay. Okay, then I have an idea. I've got an idea to put it to the test.
So,
go ahead.
Is it my poop or someone else's poop?
Okay, see, you can't get too granular with this thing.
Okay.
I say, over the weekend, this coming weekend, when Scary's away doing whatever Scary does, mm-hmm. We should go through his drawers in here.
Yeah.
And we should put a little poop on a few things.
Yeah.
Or maybe Scotty B's studio. Look, that's biggest... Like fire trap in the whole building. That's much stuff. You have so much stuff in your studio. Yeah.
Oh.
Look at all the junk in there. It's mountains of just junk.
You can't even walk in without knocking something over.
I would be so upset if anything disappeared.
Scotty, if we pooped on it, though, would you throw it out?
Some things. We'll figure out, with the poop rule, we're going to figure out what can stay and what can go.
He said something.
It depends on who poops on it.
See, I said the same thing, but he said it doesn't
count. Guys, I
agree with that.
Poop is poop.
I don't know.
I will tell you this. Okay, well, I will tell you this. When I have dogs, okay? And I was thinking, one of the things I don't want to deal with when I get a dog, before I got a dog, is like the poop. But you know, if it's a poopy from my little dogs, I mean, I don't play with it. You know, right. I don't juggle it, you know, whatever. Right. Play hacky sack with my friends with the poop. I get rid of it. But if it's someone else's dog's poop, I don't want to get near it. Yeah. So right. I do see.
Yeah. You know, I mean, Chris Hemsworth's poop and Carrot Top's poop, two different poops.
Neither one is acceptable, Danielle.
I don't want anyone's poop. And I'm talking about like a poop from my babies. That's it.
Okay.
So the poop rule. Again, if the object has poop on it, would you wash it off or throw it away?
Okay.
And that's how you determine whether you keep it or not, right?
Yeah. I'm going to lose half my closet this way. Easy.
It's actually a good thing to go through and just see how much you can get rid of.
I know, but do you have to ask yourself that question out loud? Like if you're standing in front of your closet? Mm-hmm. Okay, if I was, there was poop on this, would I wash it off? Okay, throw it away. Goodbye.
Yeah.
All right. So that's just a new rule. Look, you know what? People listen to us. We like to solve problems. This is a problem solving show.
We are the problem solving.
This is the think tank. Now it's the stink tank, I guess. The poop rule. Where did you get that, by the way? Do we know where that came from?
I see it's been making the rounds. It's on HuffPost.
It's been
floating. It was there 3 days ago on HuffPost.
Did we float that out there?
Is it
circling the drain a little bit?
Flowing. Do you think somebody just had a deadline at Huffington Post and like, oh man, I got to come up with a story. How about some poop on clothes?
<I don't know.
laughs> Would I throw it away? Oh,
all right.
There's a story.
All right.
500 words.
We're going to move forward. Let's just let this one
simmer.
Simmer. That is nasty. Hey, we have $1,000 free money phone tap coming
Another
right up.
Free money phone tap coming up next. Here for the Elvis Duran in the Morning Show free money phone tap. No purchase necessary. Void in Montana, New Mexico, Washington, and where prohibited. For more info and rules, go to ElvisDuran.com/contest. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
The last thing you need to worry about in the morning is breakfast. But with Wendy's breakfast burrito, it's easy. This is the kind of burrito that other burritos eat for breakfast. Fresh cracked eggs, American cheese and creamy cheese sauce, seasoned potatoes, and your choice of 6 strips of crispy bacon or grilled sausage. Wendy's breakfast burrito is everything you want for breakfast all rolled up into one warm tortilla. Want the boss of breakfast burritos? Gotta be Wendy's at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
100.7 FM.
Are you ready for it?
Taylor Swift.
It's me.
October 18th at Hard Rock Stadium.
It's you.
You can be there. Listen weekdays at 9, 1, 4, and 7. Caller 10 automatically gets an official Tortured Poets Department tee and surprise era vinyl. Win and you're automatically registered for the ultimate Taylor Swift Eras Tour fan ticket package.
Can't wait to see you guys. We're gonna have some fun.
Premium tickets to her sold-out Miami show. Era vinyls, a personally signed poster, up to $500 in merch, plus more.
So it's gonna be forever.
Winner announced Thursday, October 10th at 12:13. Thanks to Republic Records. Another exclusive from Miami's legendary
Y100.
There was a time I used to look into my father's eyes. In a happy home, I was a king, I had a golden throne. Those days are gone. Now the memories on the wall. I hear the songs from the places where I was born. Upon that hill across the blue lake,
A time I met a girl of a different kind. We ruled the world. I thought I'd never lose her out of sight. We were so young. I think of her now and then. I still hear the song.
I wanna lock your door. in the Y100 Morning Show.
Free money phone taps, especially when it's a fun one like this. Our friends at USA, they have their show Scare Tactics. It premieres Friday at 10, 9 central. I mean, we sort of have our own scare tactics going on here with Scotty B.
We do. Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine living your life in, like, in the middle of a horror film? There's no other way to put it, right? And that's what Scare Tactics is all about. I mean, Gandhi, I know you're really, really excited for Friday.
Oh, this is right up my alley because it is exactly what all of us would do if we had this budget to each other. It's so funny. It's a prank show. It's putting people in these, I mean, like you're kind of the star of your own scary movie. And I know that there are certain scenarios that would send Danielle over the edge. Scotty would be passed out immediately. Yeah. But it looks really funny, so I can't wait.
It looks hilarious. Imagine you go out to a diner with some friends to have breakfast. All of a sudden, all the lights go off. And all the people in the diner just freeze. And you're the only one moving. You're like, what's going on? And then some creature comes out of the kitchen with your breakfast. And it looks like it has three heads. I mean, they've got the budget to do these incredible stunts. I love it. And I can't wait. USA's Scare Tactics premieres Friday, this Friday at 10, 9 central. We're all going to be watching. It's going to be really cool. And let's get into the free money phone tap. Thanks to USA's Scare Tactics. You can win $1,000 if you're caller 100 right now. 1-800-242-0100. All right, who does the Scare Tactics free money phone tap, Scary?
Got it.
Let's go.
Don't answer the phone, Elvis Duran. The Elvis Duran phone tap.
Garrett, yes, your phone tap. What's it all about?
So Kathy wanted to play a phone tap on her brother, Tony. Now, Tony's away on vacation, which we figured that would be a perfect time to play a phone tap on someone. But Kathy was put in charge of watching over Tony's house while he's away. So I'm going to call Tony while he's on vacation, and I'll be playing the part of the unexpected landscape.
Okay. You know, Garrett, you're getting pretty mean in these phone taps.
Sorry.
All right, let's see what happens in Garrett's phone tap.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Kathy, hey, what's up?
Hey, are you laying on the beach?
No, just,
There's a guy outside mowing the lawn, and why did you schedule a landscaper?
I didn't hire anybody. Who's out there?
I mean, just some guy with a lawnmower.
What, some guy just comes by and does the lawn, you don't ask any questions?
How would I have known? I mean, yeah, but here, I'll hold on a second. I'll get it. Excuse me, sir?
Yeah!
My brother's on the phone. He wants to talk to you for a minute.
Hello?
My sister says somebody's doing the lawn. No, I didn't hire anybody to do the lawn. I do the lawn.
We're almost done. No, we just took up the dandelions and the mums.
Who the f*** are you? What the hell are you doing?
Well, I was just doing what I thought. I mean, this
is... You're touching my flowers? Did you touch the pansies?
No, we just ripped up all the flowers.
Are you serious? I didn't hire anybody to do anything. Get the out of my house.
This is 56 Thornwood Avenue, correct?
No, it's 54.
Guys, wrap it up. We got the wrong house. I am so sorry, sir.
I would smack you across the face right now if I could be there. I would, oh my God, you just ruined my trip.
I'm gonna hand the phone back, to your lovely wife.
She's my sister, head.
All right, hey, listen, I'm not getting involved in any more Povich stuff, so.
Get the out of my house. What the hell are you talking about?
Wrap it up. Wrong house.
Why do you want them to finish the lawn? They're getting in their truck.
I didn't want anybody to touch the lawn. That's my lawn. I didn't hire anybody to do that.
You didn't hire, I mean, they're leaving. Like, they're like halfway done.
Don't let them leave. Stop them now.
The guy was really young. I think he just made a mistake. I mean, I'll go,
Joe,
I'm getting them.
Who cares? They need to pay for what the mistake that they made.
Just calm down. I am calm.
I'm enjoying my vacation, and I get a phone call about them ruining my lawn.
Just breathe. I mean, you're in paradise. Calm down.
Kathy, are you serious? Get off the phone. Go chase them.
I'm not going to go chase them in my car.
This isn't funny. I'm trying to have a good vacation, and you can't even do me one favor. And now my the front of my house looks like my lawn looks like some trash lawn. I'm gonna look like an idiot on the block. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah. Who's this?
My name's Garrett from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show, and you just got phone tapped.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, we got you so good.
Dude, I'm on vacation, man.
Yeah, dude, how's vacation going?
That's it. I'm going to the beach. I can't deal with this now.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
Yeah, these phone taps. People on vacation and we're screwing with them. That's not good.
Let them relax.
Yeah, anyway, that was your free money phone tap. Alice on line one. Calling from beautiful New Hyde Park.
Hi, good morning, Elvis.
You know, Alice, you I drove right through New Hyde Park, New York this weekend. I waved. I honked my horn
awesome.
At you. I was right there with you. Hey, Alice, you're caller 100. You just scored $1,000.
Oh, my God.
Good going,
that's
Alice.
So amazing. Yay! Wow, it's my birthday week.
There you go. Oh, happy birthday week, Alice.
Thank you.
We'll take full credit for the entire week. Look, you got it. $1,000 on the way. Thanks to our friends at USA's Scare Tactics. I hope you use that money and just have fun with it. Don't do something serious with it. Come on.
Yes, I will. Thank you so much.
I mean, maybe they're about to turn off the electricity. Who cares? Just go spend it on dinner with friends. Mm. Alice, thank you.
Goodness.
Hold on one second. It's going to be
best birthday. Thank you so much.
Happy birthday to you. It's going to be a great week. Thanks to USA's Scare Tactics. Premiering Friday, this Friday at 10, 9 central. I'm ready to watch. I'm going to watch it live. I'm not going to record it. I need an event on Friday, Gandhi, and I know you've talked me into this. I'm going to do it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I think you'll love it.
All right. Another USA Scare Tactics premiere $1,000 free money phone tap coming up tomorrow morning and all week long. Danielle, what do you have coming up in your report?
Keith Urban failed music in high school. What? And if you want to stay in Prince's house from Purple Rain, you may have the opportunity.
You know, back to the Keith Urban story.
Yeah.
We talked about this years ago when American Idol first came out. You know, and people would win American Idol. Some of them would go on to be huge mm-hmm. idols and some of them would not, right?
It used to be the thing to not win and you'd be bigger.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But also, you know, a lot of people we would play on our show that were huge superstars and we all agreed none of them would ever win Idol. You know,
Yeah.
So if Keith Urban failed music in school, then is that a big surprise?
Exactly.
Right? Anyway, don't let the school tell you can't be a superstar singer and make millions of dollars and be married to Kate Winslet or whoever he's married to. Nicole Kidman. So many marriages to Keith Urban.
By the way, have you booked Keith Urban yet and his wife?
No, I can't book Nicole Kidman. I don't have any access to that. Urban, I can get that done.
Yes, but you tell them to bring her when he comes.
Exactly.
It doesn't work that way.
That's how
and
it
here's
works.
How it works. Here's how it works. You get Keith Urban to say yes. Then we get him to whisper into her ear in the same bed they share. Okay. You need to come with me tomorrow. You need to come to me tomorrow morning, darling, in his Australian accent.
Okay.
Make that happen.
Adele.
Hi, Elvis.
The Mercedes-Benz Interview Lounge.
Bebe Rexha.
Yeah.
Hello.
Mercedes-Benz SUV. Stylish, powerful, and sophisticated. Visit MBUSA.com for special offers.
Jungkook. Yeah.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
With Wendy's breakfast burrito is everything you want for breakfast. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, bacon or sausage, all rolled up into one warm tortilla. Want the boss of breakfast burritos? Gotta be Wendy's at participating.
100.7 FM.
Are you ready for it?
Taylor Swift. It's me. October 18th at Hard Rock Stadium. It's you. You can be there. Listen weekdays at 9, 1, 4, and 7. Caller 10 automatically gets an official Tortured Poets Department tee and surprise era vinyl. Win and you're automatically registered for the ultimate Taylor Swift Eras Tour fan ticket package.
Can't wait to see you guys. We're going to have some fun.
Premium tickets to her sold-out Miami show. Era vinyls, a personally signed poster, up to $500 in merch, plus more. So it's gonna be forever. Winner announced Thursday, October 10th at 12:13. Thanks to Republic Records. Another exclusive from Miami's legendary
Y100.
Why are men great till they gotta be great? Woo! I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% that bitch. Even when I'm crying crazy, yeah, I got problems, that's the human in me. Bling, bling, then I solve them, that's the goddess in me.
You could have had a bad bitch, not committal. Help you with your career, just a little. You supposed to hold me down, but you holding me back. And that's the sound of me not calling you back. Why are men great till they gotta be great? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. Best friends set me down in the salon chair. Shampoo press, get you out. I mean, who would wanna hide this? I will never, ever, 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 ever be your side chick. I put the sting in single. Ain't worried about a ring on my finger. So you can tell your friend, shoot your shot when you see him. It's okay, he already in my DM. Why are men great till they gotta be great? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. Best friends set me down in the salon chair. Shampoo press, get you out of my. I'm in it. Yeah, yeah. I don't play tag, I'm in it. We don't think we're lies. We don't do goodbyes. We just keep it pushing like, aye, aye, aye. I'ma hit you back in a minute. We don't do goodbyes. We just keep it pushing like, aye, aye, aye. Why are men great till they gotta be great? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't
sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon.
evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want your belly and that summer feeling. I don't know if I could ever go without. Waterloo sugar.
He's just not right for you. And you could tell me if I'm off, but I see it on your face when you say that he's the one that you want. And you're spending all your time in this wrong situation, and anytime you want it to stop.
I know I can treat you better than he can, and any girl like you
second you say you'd like me to. I just wanna give you the loving that you're missing, baby. Just to wake up with you will be everything I need, and this could be so different. Tell me what you want to do. 'Cause I know I can treat you better than he can. Gentlemen, tell me why are we wasting time on all your wasted grind when you should be with me instead? I know I can treat you better.
Do something crazy.
We're about to do something wacky on the Wacky Morning Show. Good morning. Wacky Morning Show.
Good morning.
Yeah, I had sex with him. Yeah, I tongued him.
Do something crazy.
Do you mind if I put my toe on your ankle under the table?
I'll get you, my pretty.
Do something crazy.
I would most certainly come back as a straight female so I could have sex with all the hot straight boys.
Sing us a song, you're the cattleman.
All this burping is turning me on.
What?
Do some crazy.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
You know what? Before the weekend, this time on Friday morning last week, we announced our Jingle Ball concert. We started with New York and Z100. Then we went to Philly, Q102.